Listening exercise part 10. You will hear some information about Charles Dickens. Listen and complete questions 1 to 5.
I'd like to tell you something about the later part of Dickens' life now. By the late 1850s, he was rich and famous. He moved into a large house by the name of Gad's Hill Place. You spell that G-A-D-apostrophe-S. Yes, that's right, Gad's Hill Place. When he was a child, he saw the house. He told his father, "One day, I will live there." And he did. This move to Gad's Hill Place, the house of his dreams, happened in 1856. But in the same year, something else happened which changed the rest of his life. He met a young actress, Ellen Ternan. She acted in one of Dickens' plays for the Queen. Dickens fell in love with her. In 1857, he separated from his wife. She was very sad, but she couldn't change his mind. Ellen Ternan was the woman of his dreams. But she was a secret. The public didn't know about the novelist's love affair. Over the next few years, Dickens suffered from increasing health problems. He worked very hard. He gave public readings of his novels all over England, Scotland, and Ireland. In 1868, he went to America to give more readings. All this work made his health worse. But Dickens refused to rest. He worked and worked.